private plane or something.
No, this thing, whatever it was, lit up, I mean, literally, lit up. You could stand up. If you were underneath it, you could see it. It would be like daylight, those red lights.
Well, I logged it. I know this is coming back up. I know everybody and their brother's going to be calling tomorrow.
Hello, I'm Al Cooley, host of Ghosts in the Valley. This is the first of a four-part series. I was born and raised and live in Chumel County, so the series of events hits home with me. I remember the story like it was yesterday. A friend of mine, a co-worker, before starting our midnight shift, was just over the top on this UFO that he had seen on the way to work. He said he saw it moving very fast over Route 11, just north of Liberty Township. Then it slowed down to almost a crawl. He and approximately 30 other vehicles had eyes to the sky. He said he didn't call 911 because he didn't want to sound like a kook, but he said it didn't seem to make a sound and definitely was not an airplane. This was on December 13, 1994. A day before the mass sightings. A series of unusual events occurred on December 14, 1994, in Trumbull County, Ohio. Just after midnight, a series of calls were received by the 911 operators at the Liberty Police Department and the 911 Center in Liberty Township. These reports all involve one thing: reports of low-flying UFOs. The majority of these calls were heard by dispatcher Roy-Ann Randolph. Reports mostly related as a fast-moving object with lights that seemed to be descending downward. Naturally, the 911 operators thought the callers were seeing a weather balloon, a small plane, a helicopter, or even a star. The following are a series of calls made to the 911 dispatch in Liberty, Ohio.
County dispatch, may I help you?
Yeah, did you get any reports of any object in the air about pushing that stuff?
Somebody called in, but I'm not, and I really don't know what that would be.
It was very strange.
Okay.
Looked like a back end of like one of them fighter planes, you know, like a plane coming out the back.
Okay, was it just like moving at a slow rate of speed?
But it was coming down.
It was coming down?
Yes.
Like straight down or at an angle?
Like an angle.
At an angle? Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it was a real big in, you know, in the back.
Okay.
The plane.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll check with the air base in Miami and see if they have any report of anything in the area.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Okay. Right. Bye-bye. 996. 996. We had a report by CC. Actually, two calls in of a vehicle in the sky. Unknown object above Sampson Drive. Have you noticed anything? Down. I'm gonna start a freaking panic.
Fox in town.
Huh?
That's Fox is in town.
Spock is in town.
Spock.
Oh, you mean like Generation Star Trek thing?
Okay.
Smart ass. Maybe I'll tell them they're forming the sequel, filming the sequel right here in Liberty.
I'm on Samson right now.
I could see it heading by Fifth Avenue on the other side. I could see some lights up in that area. All right,
925-998. Should I set my phaser for stun?
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
96 on 6th Avenue.
96, can you repeat your topic?
The area of Fifth Avenue extension.
The area of Fifth Avenue extension.
Same area.
996, you advise, but do you see anything?
Like a red pulsating light.
Your radio was advised to be blue and green.
I saw it was red. It was like a pulsating light. It looked like it was like to the bottom of the airplane, but it was real big.
Okay, we're trying to contact the airbase this time. Stand by.
This is a number for the tower.
Okay.
It's a flying Christmas. Yeah, I'm feeling it was 8 tiny green
men. 8 tiny green men.
Yeah, no more calls on this.
Last one in was when I advised last. Nobody's answering. Yes, sir. This is Ryan from Liberty Township Police Department in Yes, Ohio. We have reported some flying object in our jurisdiction, in our area, above the Sampson Drive, 5th Avenue extension area. I could not give you any kind of traffic, you know, direction that would help you know that area. Do you know of anything that should be in our airspace this time, close to the ground?
Right
this
now,
is not a prank phone call, I swear. You can call me back and verify.
Look at the radar scope, and I go 60 miles diameter of Youngstown, and there is nothing out there.
Five calls in on this.
Yeah.
Something's flying in our area and it's low to the ground. Would you be able to monitor like a Cessna or something with a light on it?
Well, you know, if it was, do you mean visibly?
No, with a radar.
Oh, it's a radar. It depends on how high it is and where they are. You know, if it's low radar coverage, so it is.
Okay, now I get a text to go over here and tell them something, and I don't want to say you couldn't find anything. Is there any, like, clause I might use in it? Might be, like, a personal aircraft or something that might be used at night or something?
Could be, you know, just could be anything. As far as, you know, any kind of helicopter traffic or anything down low, they don't have any kind of requirements to,
it made no noise.
Unless they're coming into the airport.
Okay, so you have no communications with helicopters. Could be something like that?
Yeah, it could be a helicopter.
Okay.
Could be, helicopters particularly.
Okay. All right, I'm buying this 100%. But
are you, you know, is that location anywhere near a hospital?
We are close to a hospital, but the location is away from, as low as they said it was to the ground, it would be approximately 5 miles away from the hospital.
Yeah.
We're closer to, that end of town is closer to, like, out towards the Vienna line, Vienna Air Base area, and that's what I thought maybe it was related to.
Yeah, we haven't had anything going on, nothing coming from that direction.
Okay. Now, I'm going to repeat, like,
yeah, you just go out here northbound, climbed up high, and nothing's going on over there.
Okay, I am going to advise you of this. You could take it and file it under G and in your garbage can if you want to. We've got accounts of this. Hold on 1 second for me. Okay, I've got 4 to 6 calls. Hold on 1 second. Smart ass. Okay, at this time, I've had 4 to 6 calls come in about a lit object, well-lit object, blue-green lights, hovering above the area of Sampson Drive and Fifth Avenue. The object was slow to the ground, did not make any noise, hovered there for some time, and then continued moving down the Fifth Avenue extension road. My unit was out. He caught something he thought was red. Somebody described it as the end of a fighter pilot plane. I don't know what the hell kind of lines are continuing their drive here. I don't see any, but this is what I was advised of, so I wanted to call.
Okay, well, you know, if I was downstairs in the radar room, I would have a finder with some phone numbers. We have some 800 numbers as far as, you know, identified flying object reports and things like that. If you wish, you can call during business hours as well.
I don't know.
I don't see anything out there. Nothing on the radar scope. I haven't seen anything, and, you know, we don't really do anything with the information.
Okay, I thought I'd pass along in case somebody was maybe flying without permission, and, you know, night flying or something like that. I didn't know what was going on, but as long as I've done my job, along, and I don't want to sound like a crackpot, but that's what we've got in so far. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Night and good.
Sir, I'm going to quit. I don't see anything right now. What I saw, I have no idea what I saw. It just might have been just a light up in the sky. I don't know. Get service.
Copy. 925, good.
You may want to advise the surrounding jurisdiction to stop it and get it if they come across us.
Copy. County dispatch.
Is that on Hutchins Road and Sampson Drive out in Liberty?
Yes, ma'am.
I wonder if they, I heard on the scanner where they were looking for that big blue.
Right now.
Yeah, did they find anything yet?
Not yet. The dispatcher from Liberty Township right now, she's speaking with the air base to see if they have possibly something in the area at this time.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I heard on the scanner. I thought it was one of them flying saucers since it wasn't very far from the ground.
Well, that's why she contacted them in case it would be a little bit.
Did
I beg your pardon?
Did they call the news on that?
I have no idea.
I thought I heard this again. that they did, but they think it might be from the air base.
Right. As I said, delivery dispatch is on the phone right now, speaking with the air base.
And they think that's where it's from.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Now, we've contacted the FAA administration, and once they've advised nothing on the radar scope within a 60-mile radius of Youngstown. They did advise they have no communication with any helicopters or any private-owned vehicles, air vehicles.
98, they're not aware of anything then, right?
Negative. He checked the radar and advised negative, nothing on radar within a 60-mile radius of the Youngstown area. Again, he did verify they have no contact with any helicopter or private-owned vehicles that might be in the area. We are continually getting calls on this, so.
What's the area?
Still Sanford Fifth Avenue.
We're right there. I don't see anything up in the air now. How long are these calls coming in?
This just in within two.
This is air radio. It's only visible to certain people with scanners. 98 radio.
Good.
If you get any more calls, try to get an address. I'd like to speak to people making the calls, please.
Copy.
98 radio.
98, good.
Still be on the
58.
98.
90, good.
Yeah, I'm okay now. I'll be back in service.
59.
Joking.
For a minute, it didn't sound like you were. you were laughing, and then all of a sudden you weren't laughing, and I thought, well, maybe he's trying to make me, like, think there's really this UFO there, and I was like, oh.
No, I wasn't joking. I saw the light, I saw a large red light, a false light.
Hold on one second. Helen Guy, I think I'm a UFO expert. He was talking to me. You want me to let you go?
Okay, all right, I'll talk to you
later. Okay, sweetheart, take care. Bye-bye. County Dispatch, may I help you?
Yeah, this is Helen 433.
Hey, 433.
How are you doing?
Yeah, pretty good.
Liberty was spotted earlier.
Oh, cut it out.
No, I'm serious. We've been watching it for about 10 minutes now.
Your ass.
No, I'm serious.
Man.
Go straight out your door.
Hold on.
I'm on hand hide.
Where is it at?
I'm on hand hide, okay?
Come get me. I want to go see this. Is it outside? Can I, like, see it from here?
Oh, you'll see it.
Here,
I can't believe it.
Plug into me. All right, I'm going to go look at it now.
All right, if you're up high enough, it's straight east of you.
It's east of me?
Straight east of you. Look straight
which
up.
Which way do I go when I, okay,
up. You know where Kane Drive is across from the hospital?
So plug in for me. I'm going to go out. Liberty. Get Helen Liberty. I'm going to run out. Stay on the phone.
Okay.
Okay, I'm coming back. I'll tell you if I see it.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Mikey, you got a copy of your seat? Yeah, that thing has not moved in 10 minutes that I've been watching it. Come up on Henhide and start south off of King's Grave if you're on Henhide. Come on down, you'll see me park. I've been watching this thing through my binoculars. I can't quite make it out. It changes colors from white to red to green. You know, those are colors of planes, but this sucker has not moved. It hasn't gone any direction since I've been watching it. It's a good 10 minutes.
It's an alien,
all right.
Prove it.
Hello.
She went outside, too, back in
the house. Okay. I couldn't believe it. I was just sitting by my house, and I looked over, you know, laughing. We think it could be one 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked over, and I said, oh, here's a plane coming in to land, you know, because I'm used to seeing those. This thing has not moved in 10 minutes.
Huh.
And it's too bright and too low, and it changes colors to be a star.
It's an alien that came down to steal our Christmas present.
Yeah, I wish.
And it's Santa Claus.
Go ahead, 429.
Where are you at?
You see my car down on Henhide, about half to a quarter of a mile, somewhere in there, down from King's Grave.
Okay, good. We're going to do that here on King's Grave. Halloween through. Thank you.
Okay, you see it? I mean, I got a perfect view where I'm at. I just can't quite make it out through my binoculars.
I got me my headset.
Can you go to 14?
Right, I'm on public service, too, so hang on. I'm trying to juggle mics. Okay, I'm on 14. You got a copy?
Yeah,
stationary since I called you. Now, however long it took you to come from over on the left side, that bugger has not moved.
Yeah, well, I'm like, I'm going over 11 right now, and it's like I'm starting to maybe get next to it here. But it's still out a good way.
No, see it down over here just above the trees. So there, yeah. Okay, has it moved any? It looked like it might have flickered a little in that because it's moving slightly. Mikey's up here with me now. He's looking through the binocs. It looks like it might have moved just slightly because it moved from one side of a tree to another. But it's still visible right here where we're at.
So over around 11.
Ridge
at the airbase. You say you're at Ridge at the airbase? Okay, it should stop you, right?
Yeah, so.
Looks like it's doing circles. Yeah. About a half a mile south of King's Grave on Henhide.
Half a mile south of King's Grave.
It's still a little bit south of me, so where are you at as far as on Ridge Road?
You guys have to take P-tests and all that, Helen? Because we went outside, we didn't see anything. They all see it. We were all on Henhide, we didn't see it.
Okay, well, we're on Henhide north of Kane. Okay, there's a brand new house under construction, and we're watching it right through the empty field. We're scared. All our cars
are
parked out of...
What color is it? Because I got three...
It changes from like a whitish red to pulsating greenish lavender.
Do you see any red? It was a whole red light. You said it looked like...
Well, from the distance, I mean, I can't tell. My binoculars are a cheap set of binoculars. I thought I saw some red. Let me check with Dave from his angle. Do you see red and green on it? Hey, Dave, from your angle,
I'll call
do you see pulsating red and green?
I'm telling you, we went outside. We didn't see anything.
No, wait.
Yeah, what?
I'll call the airbase again.
Okay.
Hold on. Just stand in line.
I'd gladly come down and pick you up in the car and bring you.
I want to see it. Come get me.
All right.
Come get me. Right. I'll be outside.
All right. Okay.
All right. I need a break. You're gonna take
wow.
Me to see it.
I mean, that's some powerful stuff. I mean, you got a call about a UFO that looks like a fighter jet with blue flames coming out the back of it. People from 33 News TV station called in with questions about the UFO to the 911 dispatchers. A flying saucer that was coming down Sampson Drive in Liberty. A patrol officer who the UFO was right above his car and took out all his electronic devices, his radio. And yet the air traffic controller seen nothing on his radar in a 60-mile radius. This is some powerful stuff. I mean, something doesn't jive up here. We're going to dive more into this in 2 weeks on part 2 of UFOs over Trumbull County.